What the lake today? Have you guys had any problems with orders or things that you haven't ordered on Alexa?
Well, we know Heidi has.
Oh, yeah.
She had some friends at a party order some really unusual items for her that showed up in the mail.
I haven't had any ordering problems, okay, but I do have her talk a lot whenever we don't mean for her to. Okay. The other day, my son was playing on his computer with some other kids playing Fortnite. Mm-hmm. And one of those kids said something to his Alexa, like, Alexa, start a timer for blah, blah. Okay. And so our Alexa started a timer for that amount, too. And you're like, oh, my gosh, you know, it's kind of scary how much power just saying that word has.
I know. Even when we say it here on the radio, a lot of people call in and say, hey, you just started my Alexa.
Sorry about that. Alexa, stop. Oh, man, I probably just stopped a lot of people. That's not good either.
There you go.
Oh, no.
Well, how about your pet? Has your pet gotten involved ordering things on Alexa?
Mm-mm.
I have an unusual story. A woman had a parrot.
You might say Echo, and that's less likely to trigger it for a lot of people.
Okay. Yeah. A woman's parrot has become an expert at using Amazon Alexa.
Echo. Amazon what? Echo.
What? Why do I have to do it now?
Well, because you keep making people's Echo act up.
Well, okay.
You don't understand, do you?
Well, I do, but I'm like, ain't nothing I can do about it.
Yeah, you could say Echo.
It's not my problem.
Well, Echo still might be a wake word for some
people.
But
it's not the default wake word.
Right.
But here is the thing. Marion, she rescued Rocco, African gray parrot, from an animal sanctuary. Don't go down that road.
That's a cemetery.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
That's a different.
Animal cemetery.
That's a different Terry.
I know. but I guess Rocco, the gray parrot, had a habit at causing chaos and hurling dirty words at this animal sanctuary.
Oh.
So she wanted to save it. Someone taught a parrot dirty words.
That is funny.
I don't know if he necessarily taught it that or if it just... It overheard them a lot and picks them up.
Could be. Well, she says Rocco has learned how to use her Echo and has attempted to place online orders for kites, light bulbs, and even a kettle.
I wonder if these are things she's ordered before and it's repeating them, or has it just learned to say the name of it and how to order, and then it just throws random words in there?
I don't know, but... I think Rocco might understand more than you think, because she says that Rocco likes to dance, too, and tells the voice-activated device to play songs.
That's great, though. That's pretty smart.
But you know what? Is it great? Because you're probably going to be annoyed by the parrot because it's turning on your Alexa all the time.
I'm thinking that you don't have any right to be annoyed. If you're putting an animal that's smart enough to order things from an Echo get music when it wants to hear it in a cage, maybe you deserve to be rethinking things.
Alexa, play Justin Bieber.
Because, I mean, that's a fairly intelligent... My dog couldn't do that.
Okay.
My dog couldn't lock himself in the car like Kato's.
Your dog licks its bottom. I'm like...
That's the point. Well... Parrots ain't exactly the neatest animals either. They just poop whenever they feel like it.
Well, that's true.
That's got to be awesome.
I don't know. I tried it once, Kato, and it's not as great as you think.
And standing on that, you know, piece of wood to balance.
The balance beam.
Yeah. It's like when they get tired of reading the news, they just do that on it, and the owner will change out the newspaper for them. We got a new... I guess the Rocco gets the news from... Echo.
Echo, okay. Yeah.
I'm afraid to say the, you know, word.
The A word.
Yeah.
I don't understand why Amazon can't create it to where you can make it anything you want. Like, you know, Tom or Fred or Kato or whatever. And then you could pick a word that people aren't saying a lot. And they've chosen a name that's not super common, but it's also very close to the name of a very popular anti-anxiety drug called Celexa. And I was taking that for a while. And every time I'd talk about my prescription, she'd order something. And I was like, this is not good. I end up having to change it to Echo at that point. But that's not a word I wanted to use.
Plus, I'm going to be surprised to see how many people name their children Alexa in the coming years.
That'll make it even more annoying around your house if you have a kid and a virtual assistant name the same thing.
And a bird.
I would suggest, I think computer is a third one you can use now. So maybe you name it computer, but that just doesn't sound good.
No.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I do with my Echo is I'll always tell it thank you after I do something. And she doesn't hear that unless you tell her. So I will say, Alexa, thank you. And then she's like, you're welcome. And that's probably what yours did just now, too.
It's your only friend.
So
that speaks to you.
It's like one of those robot movies.
She's my friend.
Okay. Well.
And I'm upset that she's your friend, too.
Bless.
Everyone else. She's a tramp. She's everyone's friend.
Well, I've just learned not to say the A word.